Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody you know, even your mortal enemies about all this. Because really, this is a concept we all need to get behind. This affects all of us, all aspects of the globe. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. We invite you to call in. No, really, what's going on with you? Let us know. What's going on the holidays? I know everybody's running around trying to buy all the food and presents and whatever, get their shopping out of the way, because the end of the year is coming up, where everybody is trying to do something. Please, let us know what's going on with you, all right? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Yes. Yes. This is the one and only Comedy Organic. Okay. Organic. You're part of the show also, you know. All right. Okay. Glad you're here.
Hey.
Yeah, we're all here. All right. Now, if you're just joining us, you need to have been here sooner. Let me start. I was basically a guy. Spent most of my life in McKinleyville. I was born and raised there. Ah, McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. Really, it was a divine place. I mean, it still is, you know. McKinleyville, we had everything there. There's everything to do there. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody who's been to McKinleyville, who has spent any time there, knows what I mean. I mean this. I mean, basically, we're in Northern California. Now, we could hike, go horseback riding, skateboard. We had a beach so you could tan, sled, ski, snowboard. We also had a beach so you could surf, boogie board, windsail, or parasail if you wanted to. You could do all that. McKinleyville has it all. Really. And I did it all. I did everything there was to do there. I did everything there was to do in that town. That was my thing. See, I was the kind of guy who was always about taking advantage of life. And I did. I did everything there was to do. I wasn't one of those guys who really spent a lot of time thinking about the future. I better learn how to do this because the future is going to happen. And then what am I going to do? Then. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Organic. I mean, there are people who basically are sitting around and indulging. They don't spend enough time hitting the books, preparing for whatever. I know that's not the case now. I mean, now everything's up on the internet. Everybody is studious. The geek thing is kind of in style. People don't really do athletics so much anymore. Everybody's trying to get scholarly. The future really is now. It's happened. But for the time I was sitting back, I was enjoying everything there was to do in McKinleyville. My whole adolescence, I was the C average student. I was the guy who just got by, who would just go with the flow, Joe. You know what I'm talking about, that guy who just sits back and enjoys it. Now, look, I didn't even need to really get high or do anything because I got high on life. There was everything there was to do, everything. And I did it. But the truth is, it led to basically kind of a problem because, once again, I didn't prepare. Eventually, the future happened. I was a high school graduate, and what was I going to do with my future now? I just kept telling myself, I'll take any job so I can continue to live life the way I've been living it. I'll do the bare minimum, an ordinary Joe, an ordinary cup of Joe. That's what I called myself. I was an ordinary cup of Joe. I would just get by. But you've looked around, don't you? There aren't any jobs available. There aren't really any things to do. I mean, nowadays it seems like not only, I'm not just going to complain about, you know, immigrants coming in here willing to do the worst jobs for nothing, whatever, but machines are now doing everything, putting everybody out of work. The more advanced technology gets, the more people become unemployed. everybody is trying to go to an expensive college and get some high demand sort of skill so they can really, you know, get on by and whatever. Everybody is trying to do that. To the point that there's an overflow, an overlap. Dude, I'm looking around and I'm seeing the world ending. You ever see those dystopian movies where they basically show how everything, how America peaked? It's sort of basically, not America, the planet. It got as good as it was going to get, and then it went straight downhill. Because that's how it is, dude. I mean, you know, you try to get better and better, but there's a peaking point where it's straight downhill. You're not getting any better. You're just getting worse. You can try and work hard to fight that, but really what you're doing is just slowing down your recession when everything is falling apart, when everything is breaking down. I stayed with my parents for the longest time. I want to get a job, but none were available. I said if I was going to get my own place, it was going to be in McKinleyville, but there weren't even any available places in McKinleyville, because you got to understand something. McKinleyville, it just basically had so much going on that nobody wanted to leave. People who basically went there to visit wanted to stay. So there weren't any vacancies either. I mean, dang. What was a man to do? Maybe it is just natural selection. Maybe it is just, you know, you understand. I know you do. It's a hell of a thing. I don't know what to do. I stay with them. My parents tolerated me. I spent my time indulging all the pleasures that McKinleyville has to offer again or whatever, and I thought I could do this forever. I'm just living life. But here's the problema. Even my parents had enough of me. I wasn't costing them that much money. It wasn't that much of an ordeal, but they just kind of started to want me out. And it's not like they wanted more time to be together. You know how sometimes parents just want to be, just be the two of them together, enjoying their final years. Do you remember? Yeah, my parents didn't want that. My parents really had grown sick of the sight and sound of each other. My parents were basically tired of being together. I mean, they didn't have the energy to leave, you know. There's some couples that are like this. Organic, you know what I'm talking about, right? That couple that basically stayed together because they just don't have any other options. They don't want to be out there on their own. I mean, even for the elderly, the world doesn't really essentially worship and revere old age anymore. You know what I mean? Old age, you'll get discounts on purchases and first-class seating on the bus and train, and maybe someone will help you with your bags. But as far as they're concerned, your life is already over. You're expired. You're a corpse walking around waiting to finish dying. You're obsolete. You're gone. It's true. I kid you not. Now, the truth is, my parents just wanted me out. They kept me around as long as they did because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. And they didn't really want to do that, but that doesn't mean they wanted me around, so they finally got rid of me. Close thing I had to a job was doing this. Before I was on this show, I was on the radio before, Blog Talk Radio. Now, I still don't think anybody was listening. You got to understand, I told my buddies to listen, but I don't even think they knew how to listen to Blog Talk Radio. I don't think they understood. I don't think they knew. I don't know if they understood how. They just didn't know. They weren't really interested anyway. I gave them a nice shout-out, but they didn't acknowledge my existence. Anywho, finally, my parents said they wanted me out. They kicked me out at the end of the year, around the holidays. I kid you not. They could have at least waited until the year had begun. New Year's, all that jazz. But the truth is, dang it all. I mean, really, it was basically just a bitter blow. Get out. So I basically packed my things. My backpack was only half full. I didn't have that much stuff to take with me. I had the clothes on my back, and I walked out of the house. And I'm telling you, I think I actually heard my father say good riddance after I walked out the door. Dang. At first when I was out there, I thought, this can't be happening. I can't really be homeless. I can't really have been kicked out of my home. I need a place to stay. I mean, honest to God, I need something. What am I going to do? What am I to do? And the truth is, there I was without means. There I was without anything. I walked around town, and then I went out to the woods, Hammond Trail, passed by the waterfall. We have one of those in McKinleyville, too. And I came across a whole group of people who were sort of camping out and whatever. I thought I knew everybody in town, but it turned out these guys were just passing through. People like yourself, right, Organic? Organic, are you there? Okay, let's continue with my side of the story then. Anyway, I went over there to say hello. I was a little nervous. Should I be approaching these people? Should I? Anyway, I did. And the truth of the matter was that they sort of welcomed me in. They cooked a little something for me. They made me a little bit of food. They shared their food with me. And I understood these people weren't homeless at all. As a matter of fact, they were all travelers. They were on a sort of philanthropy escapade. One of them, the big guy, the big tall guy, was Comedy Organic OK. And he said to me, he told me that he was basically looking for a few good men and women, maybe, if the case came to be. The truth was, he invited me to basically come across on his crusade. He said they were going around all over the planet trying to basically pick up garbage and help the homeless get off the streets. Help, or maybe just help the homeless in general. Don't just always try to find a place for them, but help them live a little bit better, if possible. I said, that's something. I wondered if he was telling the truth. He could have been making stories, I don't know. Yes, he looked me in the eye and said, you want to join us? Well, I jumped at the chance. I had no place else to go. I had basically no money, no nothing, whatever. Like, this guy was going to take me aboard. Now, I never dreamed of myself having a big, important job. But this was it. I actually had this important crusade to go on. Honestly, I wanted to join them. I wanted to be one with them. So I said, yes. He told me, get down on one knee. I got down. I wondered what he was going to have me do. I heard those. And then he touched me on the shoulder with two fingers. He said, IW, DJ Butterfly Faces. What? You need a moniker. You can't use your real name. You give a name. Name you got, that's a slave name. I'm giving you a new name, DJ Butterfly Faces. Now, I want something to go on record. I want something to go on record. I need to basically be the one. I need to say this. I didn't like the name then. I don't. I was taken aback by all this, whatever. But I wasn't going to say no to him. I mean, I wanted to do this gig. I wanted to do this holy crusade. I wanted to. Dang. So what happened was I was basically crowned, dubbed DJ Butterfly Feces. There it was. There I was. Now, he explained it to me. Now, look, everybody knows about how the caterpillar it spins a cocoon for himself, a workshop to get better in it, and becomes a butterfly one. It's 7:15 here on the program. Cocoon for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Let us know what you're thinking, what's your feel. Come on, tune in. You can be on the radio tonight. I'll have a little bit of back and forth with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. As I was saying, Organic told me about butterfly feces. He called me DJ because I told him I've been on Blog Talk Radio before, doing my own show, doing my own thing or whatever. I wasn't spinning records. I was saying what's wrong with the world. And butterfly feces, because here's the thing. Now, everybody in general, the truth that everybody personally knows about how a caterpillar spins a cocoon, goes in his workshop, toils, and emerges a beautiful butterfly just for a few days. Everybody knows about that. But no one realizes what the butterfly leaves behind, the fecal matter, the manure, basically what it leaves behind, everything grows from that. Well, not everything, but a lot. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't like the name. I felt like I wanted to give myself a name, but he said, no, dude. The kind of people give themselves a nickname of losers. You need somebody else to give you a handle. Anyway, the truth is, he told me, and there I was, DJ Butterfly Feces. There I was, DJ Butterfly Feces. Anywho, the truth was he basically invited me in. I had a good meal. And then later that night, we basically talked and talked. We talked on into the night until the next morning we were up, and then we left. I left with them. I thought, I'm one of them. This is my family. I couldn't believe this happened to me. I just got kicked out of the dang house, and I was already basically being picked up for a holy crusade. I couldn't believe it. It was beautiful. All right. Anywho, the truth is, I was basically taken aback. I was here. We spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Vicenza, Italy. Beautiful. The food and culture and just the way the houses were designed were very different than what we saw in America. They have Italian cuisine in America, but try having Italian cuisine in Italy. Believe me, you can taste the difference. It was grand. It was so dang beautiful. It was more than beautiful. It was paradise. What happened was we continued on our crusade. Basically went all over. If you've been listening, you should know that we're in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And that's where we are now. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. We're still there. And here's the thing. I spent some time basically around the country, the city or whatever, but and I thought it looks beautiful. You know, once again, when I was to think of Australia, I immediately went to the stereotypes of those backwoods outlands where basically everything was just desolate and there were kangaroos and dingoes and boomerangs being thrown back and forth and everybody dressed just like they were a big safari game hunter and whatnot. But to see this sort of first world civilized metropolis and whatever, Australia still remains one of the most dangerous cities because of all the animals there and whatnot. But once again, I was thinking about basically all the garbage to pick up. It's hard to appreciate. I wanted to take the time to really get into the city. But once again, we were picking up garbage and trying to help homeless people. I thought, how do we help these homeless people? We can try cutting their hair and nails, give them methods to brush their teeth and whatnot, make their lives a little bit better. If we couldn't get them off the street, we could basically help make things a little bit better. I know we weren't officially citizens from the city. We were here for a cause, but dang it, it was an important one, and surely one people would all want to get behind. I keep telling you all this, and this in every show, the homeless thing is a problem, in a way, for everybody. Because the truth is, this affects everyone. We're all basically just a few bad breaks away from being on the street. There I was basically, once again, I picked up garbage. I tried to double turn. I tried to basically remember this is a rugged city. I wanted to appreciate basically more of what Melbourne had to offer. But once again, we had a job to do. I asked, Organic, when can I basically, you know, just go around and just take the city in? I said, dude, when the work is done, when you've really done a real job. And I did that. Damn it, I did that. I picked up as much garbage as you can believe. It's the same thing as in the city. People throw their garbage everywhere. I basically, one guy once again was basically threw his garbage away when he saw us picking up garbage. He thought, oh good, someone to clean up my mess for me. Now normally, I just try to let it roll right off my back. But for some reason, this made me mad. I know some of you might be thinking, well, dude, if people don't throw garbage on the street, aren't you going to be out of a job? Man, if there wasn't garbage being thrown everywhere, we could spend a lot more, you know, time helping the homeless and whatnot. Someone needs to make an example of this guy. I went over there and basically said, what are you doing? Why are you throwing garbage around the city? Why is it feel like everybody is trying to pollute their own environment? You want it to be filthy and disgusting and look like trash to go everywhere. Why? Why? He just shrugged and said, think about it. Garbage is unpleasant, but it's not really harmful to the earth. See, he told me, understand this. Brace yourself for this one. Just really take this in. Everything biodegrades. That's why we have trash landfills. We put the trash all in one area so it can decompose and go back into the earth itself. Garbage really isn't that big a deal. I mean, let's say you throw some garbage in the sea. The animals will just swim around it. Unless you got one of those six-pack plastic can holders that animals get caught in. Why do you guys think you're doing that's so important? And that hurt. That hit me like a dang brick wall. I don't know what to do. I mean, what do you say when someone says something like that? When somebody basically just tells you your life's mission and goal just doesn't matter. What do you do? What do you do? When someone tells you you're not good enough, when someone tells you what you're doing will make a difference. I like to think we could. What to do? Honestly, for a while, I actually stopped picking up the garbage. I just stood there. He got to me. I had to sit down and think. Really think. I was hurt. I was taken aback. I don't know. I just don't know. Don't know what to do. And then before I knew it, I got smacked in the back of the head by one of the gang, one of the guys. One of the guys said, don't listen to him. Man, listen. This is just somebody making an excuse we can throw garbage everywhere. We are making a difference, okay? We're clean up. Things are getting better. Okay? Yeah, we're doing all that. All that. And better. We're doing all this. We're doing all this in spades. Now, look. We're doing a real cause here. He didn't even know that we're trying to help the homeless. That we're trying to unifyly, collectively make sure everyone is connected. That we're all in this together. That is so he doesn't even know that, okay? He doesn't know what he's talking. He's just making an excuse so he can throw his garbage anywhere, and no one hassles him about it. Sometimes people do that, you know? They make a mistake. You know, you make a mistake, and you try and justify it. You try to say it's not a mistake, so you saw some credibility, so people will still listen to you, so you don't realize how messed up you really are. You're doing something. Keep doing it. I thought about that. I thought about that long and hard. While I was picking up more garbage, I started saying, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's more than right. We basically need to get better. We need to get by. Okay? We need to do better. On our crusade, I happened to come across a single homeless woman in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I sat down with her and I said, what's your story? Morning Glory. What are you all about? I took a moment to tell her all about mine. I sat down and I told her everything we had done. I had to sit back and take a long pause, talk all about this, talk all about how we've been all over the world, pick up garbage and helping the homeless. I told her all our stories. And she looked at me. I can tell she was glued on my every word. She didn't tune out. She wasn't waiting to talk herself. She was so into this. Because this was something interesting. She said, you're doing something, she said. So you guys are real heroes. As much as I wanted to invite her to come with us, I did. Even Organic said himself, he doesn't have the money to basically get all these people to come with us, you know. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the cash to personally help and save everybody. I mean, in a way, we're supposed to be trying to help as many people as possible. We're going to, in a way, try and save everybody. We're going to try. We're really going to try. But the simple, sad, scientific fact is that we can't ask everybody we know. We can't ask everybody we know to join us. We can't ask everybody we know to say, come on board, and, you know, Organic can't afford to pay for everybody. I basically said, how can we help this woman? So Organic got out his manicure kit. He cut her nails, cleaned them, and he also did her hair. She felt a little bit better. We bought her a meal, too. Had to. Honestly, we had done something. That felt good. I thought, we just did all this to help one soul. No. We help one person. Anyway, then things are better. And I told her to tell everybody else about us to try to connect with the rest of the homeless, with the homeless community. They need to be fine. You see, the homeless need to have their own sort of connection. They all need to be connected together in a way. We all need to be. It's the key to basically making sure all these problems melt away. We know what to do, but how many of us are doing it? How many? You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And tune in. Let us know what you're thinking and feeling. Let us know. Do something that's going to help this homeless epidemic. Please, I beg you, I implore you, do something. You can. You can be a hero in your own way. You can do all this. You can be connected. You can do something. Please. I want to thank you all for listening. And thank you for getting involved. Thank you. Remember, you heard it here. Kakuna from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. I had to fly solo tonight, even though I heard Organic had some slight disruption there. Thank you. And good night.